Fourscore and 7 years ago, our most fearless and exalted forefather, Richard Milhouse Nixon, was born, and a new era in patriotism, courage, and nobility was brought to our land. When communist Russians might have otherwise been trying to infiltrate and conquer our nation, the great diplomat Richard Nixon kept them at home making borscht. And when the Red Chinese militants might have been developing nuclear missiles, Richard Nixon swayed their interest to chemicals no more lethal than the starch they used in their laundry shops.
Why are you stopping? You are just getting hot.
I'm sorry, but I'm just not entirely certain that this speech is politically correct for the beginning of the new millennium.
Politically correct? Whoever taught you a hypocritical oxymoron like that? Democrats always telling their friends in the entertainment industry about freedom of expression and that it's okay to throw words like kike around or queer as long as it's in the context of what they consider art. But when they're making a political speech, oh, those phony moralists won't even call a woman a gal or a homo a sissy because that's not politically correct.
Still, when you're selling a difficult product, you want to put as few obstacles in your path as possible.
Oh, you could sell anybody anything, Star. Just look at how you managed to convince the American people to impeach the most honest president in history. Is there a cow dying in here?
I'm sorry, I was just chortling. I heard Slick Willie called many things, but to say that he's the most honest president in history.
Why don't we stop making that revolting noise and start examining some hard facts? You spent hundreds of millions of dollars. You had the party's top lawyers and investigators working overtime for the past 6 years, looking under every sidewalk crack that Bill Clinton ever walked on, and interrogating every single person that he ever had any dealings with. And between Filegate and Travelgate and Whitewatergate and all those other gates out there, the only tangible thing that you've been able to come up with is that he got a little extracurricular hoo-ha from a gal who, ironically enough, lived in, of all places, the Watergate Hotel. If that doesn't prove that Clinton is the most honest and unscathed politician that ever existed, I don't know what does. I mean, if people had spent all that time and money trying to dig up something to smear me with, could you imagine what they would have found? Strictly between us, I don't think I was ever involved in anything that was completely on the up and up. Even my little dog Checkers was spotted.
Yes, but regardless of what you did, this does not take away from the fact that President Clinton obstructed justice and kept the American people from finding out the truth.
Oh, come on now, Kenneth. Even George Washington didn't tell the truth about that one. I cannot tell a lie. I chopped down the cherry tree. And when it fell, it shattered all over me, including on my schlong. I swear to you, Martha, those splinters are not from some woman's wooden teeth.
And I suppose you're going to tell me that you lied about that activity as well.
No, I never lied about that one. Getting oral sex was probably one of the few things I wasn't guilty of.
Perhaps I should incorporate that into my tribute speech. Richard Nixon, an honorable and loyal husband who resisted the many temptations of sin that are so readily available to men with great power.
See, there's a ball that you can run with. Of course, you might not want to mention the fact that nobody ever told me those temptations were so readily available.
Why am I making this speech again?
Because it's unnatural. Since the third millennium will begin exactly 9 days before the 87th anniversary of my birth, what could be more appropriate than having you on every major television network when the new year rings in, reminding the population that the greatest American of the 20th century was born 87 years earlier?
Yes, but what would motivate me to honor you in such a fashion? Quite frankly, my function has always been to bury untruthful leaders, not to praise them.
You're going to honor me as a way of saying thank you. Because I've been traveling such a long distance every morning just to offer you this invaluable guidance and encouragement. Of course, if you don't appreciate my expertise, I can just go back to my little hole in hell and leave you to your own devices from this point on. The choice is yours.
All right. I suppose there's always something new I can learn from a master.
Now you're talking like an intelligent man. Now, when we left off, We were in the middle of discussing public relations. Do you remember the last point I made before class let out?
Well, I believe you were telling me that when I persecute attractive young college girls and their mothers, I'm turning public opinion against myself.
That's right. The last thing you want is for the masses to have sympathy for your victims. That's why you should lay off those cutie pie co-eds and start going after decrepit-looking old men with funny names like Alger Hiss.
Yes, but nobody ever heard of Alger Hiss until you put him into the light. I brought down the most powerful man in the world.
He's not down yet.
But I kept him from doing his job for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I distracted his concentration. Mm-hmm. I put obstacles up every place he went, and I managed to get him impeached, even though he committed no act that remotely resembled a crime.
Okay. You do get points for that. But in all other areas, you're still a novice.
Like what areas?
Like suicide, for instance. How many people have taken their own lives as a result of your investigations?
Just one that I know of.
See? You've still got a lot to learn. In our blacklisting heyday, there were dozens of suicides. Now on to public executions. How many of them were you responsible for?
Well, none. I mean, these aren't medieval days. We don't have public executions anymore. And you didn't have them in your time either.
Oh, no? What would you call Julius and Ethel Rosenberg? Chopped liver? That wasn't meant as a pun on Jews. It just came out that way.
But who says I want to be responsible for people's deaths? Now, so far I've been going after the president in a civil and nonviolent fashion. And you said yourself I've been doing a rather fair job at it.
Oh, I see now. It's okay to ruin people's reputations, humiliate them, intimidate them, lock them up without cause, and destroy everything they spent their lives working for. Oh, but when you drive them to the point of actual suicide...
That's a good time to take a step back, wouldn't you say?
You can't ever step back, Kenneth. Because there's always going to be someone on the other side, charging forward with full force. The grand game that's being played is a game that we'll never be able to fully comprehend, even as we pass from this world. Once you come to terms with the fact that we're all nothing but insignificant pawns, that's when you're able to really go all out and play to win. Now, for tonight's homework assignment, I want you to write 3 separate compositions of not less than 200 words, detailing 3 different things that you can do to improve your public image without compromising your lack of integrity.
200 words? For each of 3 compositions, but I had plans to go to the church jubilee with the family this weekend.
It won't take you long once you get on a roll. Coming up with ideas is the hard part. Writing them is easy. You should know that. You've written more volumes about absolute trivia than any man in the history of the world. Oh, and don't forget spelling and grammar.
Yes, sir.
And none of that pornography that you like to fill your reports with. I want my sainted mother to be able to read this without cringing. Have a nice week.
Yes. I enjoyed class today. Two score and 13 years ago, an American of unique and unprecedented talents came into being. A man who would single-handedly overthrow the most powerful government on the planet and bring down the most popular world leader of the latter half of the century, not with the sword, no, but with the pen. Actually, it was with his sword and my pen. His sword got swallowed and my pen scrolled pages and pages and pages about everything, and the rest is history. Woohoo! Yeah! La 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 la!